It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
I believed in Mahatma Gandhi when nonviolence was his faith. I believed in Martin Luther when he said, I have a dream. I believe in Winston Churchill when he said we stand together. I believe in Muhammad Ali when he said it's not my war.
95.7 KJR, the warm-up show, April 29th, 2014, a Tuesday, and it's going to be a sunny Tuesday in the Puget Sound area. You've got Joe Bryant, Spike O'Neill, Jody Brothers, Pedro and Luciana Bartez. Good morning. When you've got Francis Dunnery right here, Francis played at the end of the Bob Rivers Show yesterday and played a house concert last night, which Spike had the privilege of attending.
I want to thank Sam and his roommates. Three college kids teamed up to hire Francis to come in and play their living room.
Three
UW college students. Okay. I found out the first time I got to see Francis play a house concert over in West Seattle, it must have been like 8 years ago, a gentleman named Joel brought Francis in to entertain some of his friends. And Joel's son is who hosted the show last night, Sam. I said to Sam, how did you find a guy like Francis Dunnery? How did he get on your radar? And what made you so inspired that you wanted to bring Francis in, part of his living room concerts? And he said, well, that's my dad. My dad turned me on to this and yada, yada, yada. And last night was the weirdest and most eye-opening, slate-cleaning, etch-a-sketch, shaken moment I think I've ever had in my life. It's one of those, it was like
Man who's had a lot of etch-a-sketch shaking moments.
I have. Francis Dunnery is like a drill sergeant of love. And he strips you down and makes you think and makes you realize where you're at and where you want to be.
Why?
Well, I am really glad.
I know.
I'm glad I didn't go then.
No. It's the last thing I expected and the last place I thought I wanted to be or needed to be, but I had so much fun, and he's so entertaining and funny, and he's got so many, you know, horror stories about his life and amazing visions of where he wants to go and how everybody wants to go where they... it's bizarre. I feel like I'm stoned. I feel like he slipped me something in my pita chips or something.
Well, what was the deal? Was it the music that moved you?
No. He played a little less than in previous shows that I've seen him. It was about the voices inside your head and how they dictate who you are right now. And that's all relied upon where you've been and who you were and where you're going. And it was a moment of, hey, if you want to do something in your life, then just decide that you're going to do it. And there is no past. It's all, you know, it doesn't matter. It just does not matter. Whatever you've done, whatever you've accomplished or fallen short at, it does not matter.
So he was preaching.
Very much so.
And it worked.
Very much so.
Was it the music that moved you,
yeah,
or was it the discussion?
Discussion more. But
isn't that the nice part about living room shows? That the person, if they're a good performer, they know what they're talking about.
Yeah. And his music, which was the reason we all went to go see him last night, because he's a brilliant songwriter. And the voice is so, to me, reminiscent of some of my earliest love of music and old Genesis stuff. Joe, you talked about how he was asked to join Genesis Phil Collins left.
And he can nail the Peter Gabriel
stuff.
Yeah,
and he sounds, his timbre is exactly like that of Peter Gabriel. So I already love his voice, and his playing is brilliant, and his writing is really deep. And he got in people's faces, and in a friendly way, challenging them to think about where you're at and what do you, you know, why do you feel that way? And it wasn't a therapy session. It was more of a beatdown with love. I don't know how to, I know I sound stoned still, and I may still be a little high on the moment last
love
night.
Love beatdown?
Yeah. It was a total love beatdown.
Speaking of stoned at house concerts, what kind of stuff can you consume? Is there beverages provided? Is there any smoking going on?
Not to my trained nose, and I would have known. We weren't sitting on a grow operation, I can promise you that. It was funny. It was these three men, young men, I don't even want to call them boys. They're college guys, and they're total hipsters. A very eclectically decorated home of cool art from concerts that they went to, but not posters pinned to a wall. These kids had some taste. But it was mostly it was a crowd a little older than myself, you know. And, but the hosts were a little younger than me, so I was kind of in that middle ground in the audience. Nobody was stoned, I don't think. Although
I'm guessing
Francis may have been living in some remnants from his past.
I'm guessing you probably rent if you're doing a house concert. If you're doing this level of one, because they had tickets up for sale on brown paper tickets. I mean, you could buy tickets and get the address. So
yeah, they were renters. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think you invite strangers. I mean, I could see doing a house concert for my friends, like hiring, you know, a good mariachi band and say, come on over and we're going to have some mariachi music. And
mariachi, I think, is
yeah,
what you're going
yeah,
for.
Yeah, there you go, mariachi. And, you know, we're going to have some carne asada and some mariachi.
Funny how he pronounced carne asada perfectly, but the band couldn't get.
But putting tickets for sale to come to my house to see music is kind of a strange concept.
It's
a
leap of faith. If you had a space that was separate from your living space, you know, like if you had a basement, like a finished basement with a side entrance or something.
Right.
But they didn't. We were sitting in Sam's living room last night, and, you know, it was a bunch of folding chairs set around in a semicircle, 3-4 rows deep. And Francis got up there for, and we were supposed to go 90 minutes, went about 2.5 hours of just, you know, belting it out and singing his ass off and getting you to think about where you want to go in life and why you're doing what you're doing and why you ought to stop and why you're the only thing holding you back. And it's just really cool.
Well, he is a great musician, and his brother, who's no longer with us, Boz Dunnery, was also a great guitar player. He was Ozzy's first guitar player after he left Black Sabbath.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Francis knew. CD is dedicated to his brother, who he says was the greatest guitar player he ever knew.
Wow.
And we will try to bumper with some of that music for you later this morning.
Jody, have you seen any great, I mean, you're the kind of musician, friend, fan, I imagine have seen great house shows.
I have seen great house shows exclusively with the Seattle Living Room Concert Series, yeah.
Yeah,
Those girls do it right. You know, it's not always houses. Right. Or it's one of the girls, Carrie,
secret,
has
secret shows is a better descriptive than...
Yeah. And they do it in spaces, you know, rented spaces. Sometimes houses, sometimes not. But the trick is to get the music to move you, right? Like, it has to be a person that you're going to love. It has to be a person maybe you hadn't heard of or whatever. One of the best small shows I saw was in this dude's, like, I don't know how he set it up. I don't know what it was used for. It was a small studio. Maybe like it was a yoga studio or a painting room or something, but there were only about 20 people. And it was a really long time ago, and it was in Ohio. And do you know what band it was?
Led Zeppelin.
No, I tipped Pedro off that we might get to talking about this. So this is the band, and then tell me if it sounds familiar.
Obscure kind of way. I can't put my finger on it, but I did call mariachi music mariachi, so I'm not thinking that clearly. Who is it?
You ever hear of the Civil Wars from Nashville?
I've heard the name. Is that who that is?
Yeah, a guy and a girl, both songwriters and performers. They got big in the country set, but they were also big in folk. They picked up a Grammy in 2011 for a song called Barton Hollow.
That's a two-piece?
Yeah. No, that's a full band.
Okay.
But they sing together. They harmonize together. And I did not know who they were. I thought the name was stupid. And I told him that because I had too much to drink. The nicest people ever. And they blew my mind. Like, my mind was blown for days. I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Oh, I bet. You see somebody of that much talent that close, you know, in proximity.
And that's the thing that you hope for. You never know who you're going to catch. You might catch the friggin' Civil Wars before they become big and then break up. Just at the apex of their talent, they broke up. Apparently, they had ambition differences. One of them wanted to do something that the other one didn't like. I don't know what happened, but yeah, living room shows, all about it.
So I know the girls who do the Seattle Living Room shows just had a big anniversary show last weekend. Yeah, who played? Because I know it's a secret until the show goes down, but afterwards we ought to be able to say.
Well, this one was different. It was at a really crazy space in SoDo. We actually had a party there. Remember when the Super Bowl happened and we had a party at the Lively Lounge? We promoted it. We kept saying you could win tickets at the Lively Lounge. None of us had ever been there. We didn't know what we were talking about. Well, this Lively Lounge is amazing. If you ever need to rent a space for a party or a show or anything, really cool.
So it's not a bar? It's not a...
No.
They have a license or are they just...
They have a license. Yeah, you can bring catering in a couple different stages, upstairs, downstairs. Really cool. Let's see. Who played? Three bands played and then there were four performers who had played in the past and you don't normally get six or eight performers. You normally get three. Rose Windows was a band, a local band that played.
I've heard of them.
I've heard of them, too. The lead singer's got a Janis Joplin thing going on. I hope to get them in studio soon. She was nuts. The Moondoggies played, we've had in studio before.
They're great.
Star Anna played, who we've had in studio before.
She's
terrific. Yeah. Big celebration for all the people who have supported the Watt Sisters and the Seattle Living Room shows. Yeah. Fun time.
Well, if you ever get a chance to see one of those, and we do have the artists in from time to time, get on the list because Seattle Living Room shows is great. And Francis Dunnery is a special dude. I kind of envy you, Spike, for seeing that last night. It's a big, big morning for Pedro and Luciana after the show. You guys are going in for your, what is it, your biometrics?
Biometrics, yeah, baby. Yeah, we're going to get fingerprinted, pictures, and that's it.
For citizenship stuff?
Well, it's not citizenship for the green card, yeah. This is our last step, and then just wait. We got to wait. I don't know how long, but hopefully by the end of this beautiful year, I'm going to be a green card holder.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to be the real American, too.
Oh, I'm going to give
middle
fingers to everybody in this room. I'm going to ride that day.
So, women, they're gonna lowjack you first, right? They put a little chip in you, track you.
Yes.
But yeah. Fingerprints,
facial recognition,
LoJack chip.
Yeah,
because then there's this electric fence. I don't know if you know, but the big invisible fence.
I didn't realize you were joking.
No.
Sorry.
You wish I was. Your face recognition stuff. They'll get you right. They'll know where you are.
Well, again, we've never done this before, so we are just going there without knowing what's going to happen. But we were told that I need to have my fingers clean and a smile on my face. That's what they told me.
How much does our nation charge for this sort of thing? Do you know what the fee is?
I'm asking the person that holds my money because I have no clue.
This one is free, but we have paid like $100,000 already, so it's kind of expensive.
So this is kind of the little bonus that I give you.
Yeah, so we're happy.
But this is, I know Pedro's making a big deal of it, but every time we get a visa, we have to do this.
I'm excited.
He forgot he did it last time.
They wipe your memory. It's part of the service. Yeah, sure.
There's Men in Black.
This is awesome. So one step closer to become U.S. citizens.
Nice.
So after the green card, you would like to be a citizen.
Yeah, of course.
Because you could be a green card, you could live here forever and still remain a citizen of Argentina with no problems, right?
But the only difference is if I commit a felony, which will never happen, of course, and I have a green card, they can send me back to my country.
But if you commit a felony as a citizen, you just get to go to a good old American prison and get fed well.
All right.
Cable TV, baby.
You get a cable show.
Yeah. All the exercise you want.
Someday run for the House of Representatives.
Of course.
Well, it's funny because just this morning, ABC News has a quiz. They were asking people down in Miami about citizenship and some questions that you've got to answer if you want to become a U.S. citizen. Not for your green card, but for your citizenship, you have to take a written test.
There's a quiz?
Yes, there is a test, and you must the pass rate on this is a little over 90%, so 9 out of 10 people do it successfully. And you only have to get a 65.
That's America.
Yeah. So
don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, you've got to get 6 out of 10 questions correct, or you flunk the citizenship quiz.
Well, no, if you need a 65, you got to get 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Right.
Yeah,
so already, you're already hurting your chances.
Or no, hold on, I'm sorry. It's 65. It's 6 out of 10. So you need 60%.
Okay.
60%.
Wow.
And I've got a few of the questions here. Do you guys want to try them?
Oh, great.
We want to try with the people who are already citizens
first?
Yeah,
let's do an early morning citizenship.
All right, we'll go with Jody and Spike. And then Pedro and Luciana, you can listen in and see what you think. But we'll let Jody and Spike answer first.
Do we have to pretend we're married, Jody and I? Do like that kind of, she uses a blue toothbrush, sleeps on the right side of the bed, that kind of thing?
And can Pedro and I guess who got it right, either Jody or Spike?
Sure, sure. Okay. And you guys, these are not difficult. Now, it's easy for me to say that because I'm looking at the answers. I don't know how well I would do if I were on the other side here.
Okay.
What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
Beep.
Okay, yeah.
Bill of Rights.
There you go. Yeah,
no brainer.
All right.
You have no brainer.
I've been called you and, see, this act like we're married, see? Oh, honey, shut up. I love you.
Okay.
Give me a sandwich.
All right. Who is in charge of the executive branch?
President. Yeah. I'll stop waiting for the buzzer.
Oh, we're not even doing the buzzer? Okay,
we're not
saying.
Doing the buzzer. I was trying to be polite.
All right, you guys are nailing it.
Shouldn't they answer with a question?
What is...
Who is Barack Obama?
I give you the answer. And
what
you,
is Kenya?
You give me the question. How about this one? How many U.S. senators are there?
Or two per state, or 100?
Yeah.
That's you, honey. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did I step on your toes, honey?
No.
Well, you know, I had to think about that because I was thinking, let's see, Puerto Rico, District of Columbia, do those guys get
counting Guam?
Nope.
They're a territory.
They have representatives, right?
They have representation, the House of Representatives.
Yeah,
one each,
but they don't have no senators.
Send like some 10-year-old girl to take notes.
Right. Spike is King Civics, by the way. He's the guy who knows.
I will bow down
stuff,
for this.
So.
Are we trying to pretend like I didn't know that?
No. Of course you did. Of course you did.
Shut your mouth, bitch. Go ahead.
Honey, please.
Okay. Oh, this is easy.
Are we competing or can we?
Yeah, you can. Pedro and Luciana, you guys be quiet. I know you'll get this one.
I
know
all the answers. So
and far. What month do we vote for president of the United States?
November?
April.
November.
That's right, Luciana.
April's when we do it.
That's right. Yeah, Luciana's got it. Okay, here's a tougher one. In fact, I'll leave. I'll give this one to Pedro or Luciana because this is what you'd have to answer. Who is the Chief Justice of the United States now?
Okay, it used to be Scalia, and now it should be, what's his name? Roberts?
Yep, that's his last name. You know his first name?
I don't remember.
What, are you not going to give him Chief Justice Roberts? That's
nope.
Pretty good.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's bad, but they're going to ask for his name, and his name is...
Gene Roberts?
Lester.
No.
John Roberts.
There you go.
John Roberts.
And Scalia was never the Chief Justice.
Oh, okay.
He's an Associate Justice.
How old do you have to be to vote for president?
That's easy. 51. No, 18, of course.
I'll finally be able to vote next year.
Yes.
18, you got it. Okay, these are pretty easy.
They're easy.
Yeah, these are pretty easy ones. When is the last day you can send in federal income tax forms?
April 15th.
You got it.
Yes. These two are going to do great. Yeah.
Well, not that answer, Pedro, is not going to be able to do it.
Oh, well, you guys have to take the test individually. That's right. You won't be able to cheat or help each other at all, right?
Right, no. Right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, here's one. This we'll let the potential citizens try this one first
because
I know Spike will nail this one, and I think Jody would get it pretty easily too. What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803?
So they had to speak French in the past. They had to have, it has to be New Orleans, Louisiana, one of those.
Louisiana, you got it.
Thank you. I'm in.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's getting tougher. That's getting tougher. Oh, man, this is, I can't believe they even asked this, but.
U blank A. What is the second letter in U blank A?
F.
Believe it or not, this is on the citizenship test.
Uh-huh.
What major event happened on September 11th, 2001 in the United States of America?
Okay,
is that a trick question?
No,
want
it's
to
not.
See our face expressions
no.
And see if they can check it on us?
She knows.
If you two high five, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
I'm
not saying to joke around.
Yeah, I know, of course.
A terrible terrorist attack in New York obviously happened, and I guess... they want you to know about that.
Also the Pentagon.
And another extremely easy one, although I've seen people get this one wrong. What is the name of our national anthem?
The Star-Spangled Banner.
There you go. All
written by who? If we can go to a next level question.
Mark O'Brien and Johnny Carson.
Lester, John. This is the one.
Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
I know that. I'm pretty sure.
In 1812, in Baltimore's Harbor, Battle of Fort McHenry.
Francis Scott Key.
Francis,
right?
Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner. Yeah.
You are annoying.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You express what we were thinking.
Really? Was that annoying? My knowledge of civics and pride, pride in America.
He's from Baltimore.
That's our song,
one
man.
Thing, you know,
that's our gig. That's our jam.
That's the one thing.
Right. I mean, we gave the world one thing and one thing only: the Star Spangled Banner.
Boston had the Tea Party.
Right.
Philadelphia had Paul Revere.
Paul Revere was not actually from Philadelphia. That was up north. But that's okay. Philadelphia has the Declaration of Independence.
Right. The Liberty Bell.
Liberty Bell still in Philadelphia. Yeah, you bet. Continental Congress was in Philadelphia.
Right.
Philadelphia does have a lot of things that you can take
Liberty
a walking
Trails.
Tour
yeah.
and just, yeah. When you're a kid and you're from New Jersey, you go
down to
Philadelphia to do that. You go to New York for everything else, but you go down to Philly to see all the stuff have a cheesesteak and leave.
Did you do the monuments in D.C. when you were a kid? Did you
of
get
course.
To go do the Capitol building and the Washington Monument, the
School
Smithsonian?
Trip every year.
Yeah. I took Ryan when she was preteen. Every summer we would go and spend a day in D.C.
It's an important trip.
It is.
And the best part is you only need half a day to do all of it.
Right.
Just stand out there, look at this, stand out here, look at this.
Sense of perspective and history. Yeah, you bet.
It's still a city I have not set foot in is Philadelphia. I'm flirting with the idea, looking at the Seahawks schedule. I thought, you know, the one road trip game that probably not too many people were thinking about would
just
be go to Philly to see them play the Eagles, which I believe is a night game in Philly.
I gotta say, I apologize for all the Philadelphia fans I'm about to offend, but truthfully, that is a far ride for a not-so-thrilling city. Not a fan.
I'm an Eagles fan, Jody. That's my first
if
jersey.
If you're going to fly all the way to the East Coast, you could go to New York. Go to Boston.
Well,
Philly's...
The reason I think Philly is, number one, U.S. Airways has a nonstop.
Yeah.
And I have a companion fare.
Okay.
Number two, I got a buddy who's got a cheesesteak place here that'll turn me on to all the good cheesesteaks in Philly. Okay.
We're there, buddy.
And I'm just guessing it's a little cheaper, a little easier ticket probably than some.
Yeah, so if you were just going for the game, that'd be cool. But if you're going to do like sightseeing, never been a fan.
The game and the sandwich, of course. I would want to have the sandwich.
Texter says it nicely. Philly is a pit.
We called it Philadelphia.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, the city of bodily harm.
There's some bad sections too. You don't want to drive around in your rented car and you don't know where you're going. There are some areas that you roll your windows up for real.
Yeah, I'd get you in and out of Philly, okay?
Lucy and I get to spend our first times in the United States in Philadelphia for four or five months, and we didn't know much about it, so we took a bus and he went through one of those rough areas.
Yeah.
And someone threw a tomato to the bus.
Right.
And Luciana and I didn't know what to do. We just panicked. And we were the only white people on the bus. And at the beginning, it was weird to see. You know, we didn't get to see many black people in the past. It was our first time.
Ah.
And
wow.
No, for real.
And
it was like, wow, this is a different area. And it was really a poor neighborhood to the point in which we were like, this is as poor as Argentina.
Yes. Philly has some sections where you definitely get scared. Like around here, the bad areas around here are the biggest joke ever compared to the bad areas in other cities in the country, like Chicago, roll up your windows. Philly, roll up your windows.
Baltimore.
And get the hell out of there. Yeah Baltimore too.
There's parts of towns where you hit a red light, you do not even, you slow down to not hit anybody, but you keep going.
Yeah, not to say that Philly's all like that, but it's just, unless you're going for the history or like a football game or something specific in mind, I wouldn't recommend it for a weekend trip when you can go to other cities like Chicago or New York or Boston.
Well, the most dangerous place in Philadelphia is inside that stadium on Sunday.
Really?
If you're not wearing an Eagles jersey and you go to an Eagles game, you are marked for death. I mean, you thought the Raider fans were bad? Philly fans are horrible. Horrible to opposing fans.
So you're saying that
I'll go with you.
That Arizona road game might be a little better.
You know, oh yeah, well, somebody's gonna, you know, yawn on us at an Eagle at a Cardinal game.
Yeah.
I'd go with you to Philly to see an Eagles Seahawks game. I would go.
Yeah,
totally.
It just looked like one, you know, I was kinda looking at the schedule. It's like, oh, Philly, you know, that's there's something about it. Never been there.
Those are tough people and a tough town, but they're great folks. I mean, they are great people, but man, their fans can be brutal. Brutal.
When we get into the Bob Rivers show later this morning, there is some great Seahawk news. Earl Thomas is in the fold now for several more years and several tens of millions of dollars. We'll tell you about the new contract Earl Thomas is going to sign that'll make him a Seahawk for a long time. Obviously, more NBA news. Donald Sterling, the NBA is expected to have some kind of official announcement about his situation, possibly before we leave the air this morning. We'll keep you posted on that. Got a couple of very interesting guests. Well, at least I hope the first one's interesting because I found him interesting. I don't know if Bob or any of you guys will, but this guy in Moscow, Idaho, is a collector of a very specific thing. He wants to collect every single VHS copy of the movie Speed that's left on the planet.
Same old story.
Yeah.
He's got
several hundred of them now, and he wants more.
So you're saying he's got a need for speed?
He's got a need for speed, but only on VHS. He doesn't want the DVD.
How many times can I use that joke today? Three?
No. Well, you've one down, two to go. I'm guessing you could probably hit four because you're good.
Thank you.
Does he want official VHS copies or bootlegs okay? Or
no,
he wants the real deal.
Every official VHS copy.
We're talking about the Sandra Bullock, Keanu Reeves movie Speed, right?
Yep, okay. About
the one and only.
Yeah, the runaway
train.
Bus.
There's a bomb on the bus.
Yeah.
You got to keep the speed above 60 or else we're all going to die.
Great concept. By the way, Dennis Hopper's great in that movie. Uh-huh. It's a bit of a running joke, no pun intended, but it's a pretty great movie.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Well, Ryan Beats likes it a lot. In fact, he likes it so much he wants every single copy that ever existed.
Like toxic cleanup. You know, he wants to just get them all up and put them in a big lead box so they don't affect society anymore.
Exactly.
And 8:15, actor Sung Kang will be in here. And he was from Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift, and some of the other Fast and Furious movies. You may know him. Speaking of Speed, he's got a new series on Fox coming out, gang-related, premiering later this month, and he'll be in here at 8:15. It is 6 o'clock here at 95.7 KJR, so we're going to take a short break and make way for the Bob Rivers Show. It's coming right up.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the no-repeat workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle. An iHeartRadio station.
Early clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies with highs in the 70s. Thursday will be the warmest day of the week, followed by cooling on Friday through the weekend. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino. The Tulalip 2014 Summer Series has arrived, featuring an all-star lineup of your favorite artists. Tickets and packages are on sale now. Find all the details at TulalipCasino.com.
Introducing An American Story with Tom Brokaw. Award-winning journalist and author Tom Brokaw covers newsworthy current events, historic figures, and notable moments in history that impact the lives of Americans today.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the state of Michigan does not have to take race into consideration in determining who gets admitted to state colleges and universities. In reporting on affirmative action, I've come to several conclusions. First, it was more than necessary when introduced. The military developed a more diversified officer corps. Untold numbers of minorities had chances they otherwise would not have realized. Who should be helped? Poor white students stuck in a long cycle of poverty and cultural deprivation should not be overlooked. But most of all, affirmative action should have a lifespan of, say, 10 to 20 years. And then those who benefited from it step in and help their fellow minorities up the ladder. We have to find a way in which affirmative action unites us, not divides us even more. I'm Tom Brokaw. This is An American Story.
At Bellevue Rare Coins, they buy over 40,000 coins a week, and every day they pay hundreds, thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars for individual coins. Find out if your coins are worth a fortune at Bellevue Rare Coins. Bellevue Rare Coins in Bellevue and Linwood.
Come join the Bremerton Symphony for their season's finale, Victory on Land and Sea, Saturday, May 10th at 7:30 p.m., held at the Bremerton Performing Arts Center. Visit BremertonSymphony.org for details. Bremerton Symphony, always worth the drive.
Hi, I'm Steve Rabel with Cairo 7 Eyewitness News. Right now, our team of reporters is hard at work gathering live, local, late-breaking news from around Seattle. Today at 6, oil trains carrying hundreds of millions of gallons of crude oil through Washington. So what happens if one derails?
The damage would be almost unimaginable.
Cairo 7 talks to experts about the threat and investigates why there's no plan in place for an oil train disaster. That's today at 6 on Cairo 7 Eyewitness News.
CBS Tonight is all new. First on TV's number one drama, a Marine goes from missing to murdered.
How do you end up like that?
New NCIS, followed by a new NCIS LA. Then, of all the lives Mr. Reese and Mr. Finch have saved, none has meant more than the next person of interest.
If they harm Grace in any way, kill them all.
All new CBS Tonight.
Then watch 11 at 11 tonight on Cairo 7 Eyewitness News.
Say it's the journey, not the destination, that counts. Probably because they never had to travel like this.
PEMCO Insurance presents Northwest Profile number 50. School Muter.
He takes the road less traveled, out of necessity or possibly out of nonconformity. It is unknown whether he is high on mod culture, low on gas money, or simply not quite ready for a motorcycle. What's known is that he must be comfortable being uncomfortable. Undeterred, he remains straight-backed and proud on his throne of fuel efficiency, a king on a piglet of a hog. School Muter, you're one of us. And you deserve an insurance company that will never leave you saddle sore. One ranked by J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Northwest region. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local PEMCO agent, or visit PEMCO.com. PEMCO, we're a lot like you, a little different. For J.D. Power award information, go to JDPower.com. PEMCO Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
Pete, if we miss this concert because you left the dome light on, the battery won't be the only thing dead in this car.
Relax, we'll make it. For I can summon a superhero.
Wow, somebody's been watching too many action movies.
Defender of drivers, guardian of the open road.
This is quickly approaching man-crush territory.
Prepare to be rescued by...
the AAA guy. Who's his evil arch nemesis? A nail on the road?
Hey guys, looks like you need a jump. I'll have you going in a minute.
Okay, that is superhero-ish.
And he doesn't even need jumper cables. He uses his mind.
That is not true at all. But thanks. Now, let's get you on your way.
AAA guy, you saved my life.
Don't wait until you need to be rescued. Join AAA today and enjoy all the super benefits of membership, including up to 200 miles of towing. Call 800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com and save $10 off a new membership. AAA, there's only one.
Train Heating and Air Conditioning is proud to introduce the Train XB20i variable speed system that both heats and cools your home efficiently by running at the exact speed needed to keep your home comfortable. If you're tired of those high monthly utility bills, variable speed is the key. Train started it, then they perfected it. Tested for a long-lasting durability, you can be sure the Train XB20i variable speed system will hold up to anything without holding up your bank account. And right now, you can choose up to $1,150 trade-in allowance, or with approved credit, or 0% financing for 48 months when you purchase qualifying Train equipment. Hurry, this offer is for a limited time. For more information about this great offer and to find your nearest Train Zone comfort specialist, visit thetrainzone.com. That's thetrainzone.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. For newly opened accounts, the APR for purchase is 0%. This APR may vary. Call 1-877-620-8270 for details about credit cost and terms. See store for details.
I mowed Aunt Mary's lawn 5 times.
And I used my babysitting money.
And we all went to Fred Meyer Jewelers.
This Mother's Day, show mom how much you care with a heart-shaped pendant that's just her style. Or treat her to the perfect ring in rose gold. And discover new designs in colored diamonds. Plus, you'll save 40 to 70% on gifts for mom. Visit us in the store or shop online at fredmeyerjewelers.com.
I love it.
Happy Mother's Day from Fred Meyer Jewelers.
Sign up to become an O'Reilly O Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O Rewards members earn $5 back for every $150 they spend, so if you haven't become a member yet, what are you waiting for? It's fast, easy, and free. O Rewards, it's your road to exclusive offers only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Snapdragons fill your yard with color and charm. Right now, Fred Meyer has them at Price Blaster Savings. 4 packs of Snapdragons are just 79 cents while supplies last. Experience the joy of gardening at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Right now at Arnold's Appliance, get $1,000 in instant savings when you purchase select Sub-Zero refrigeration combined with a select Wolf Range or cooktop and wall oven. Plus, take $250 in savings on up to 6 additional selected products. The more you buy, the more you save.
The Home Depot has Glidden premium paint starting at just $19.97 a gallon. So, let's roll with the paint and primer in one that's been top-rated for 4 years in a row. Then break out some stunning color without breaking the bank. Let's do this with Glidden premium paint starting at just $19.97 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Rated by Independent Consumer Study, Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
This report is brought to you by Dollar Tree.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We're starting to see a little bit of congestion. I-5 northbound through Federal Way. It's really increasing as you approach 516 and head into the South Center Hill. Northbound 405 through the S-curve slow as well. And I-5 southbound seeing some crowding approaching the Linwood area this morning.
Catch the wave to summer fun at Dollar Tree, where everything's a dollar. Make your next summer party sizzle with party supplies and fun new designs. Stock up for summer vacation with beach and pool toys, sunglasses, flip-flops, water bottles, snacks, and more. Summer fun starts at Dollar Tree, where everything's a dollar.